Welcome to KGFX Beyond the Mic. I'm News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. The number of measles cases in the U.S. this year is approaching levels not seen for 25 years. South Dakota State Epidemiologist Dr. Josh Clayton says measles is a serious, highly contagious respiratory disease.
So measles is caused by the measles virus. An individual can spread measles if they're infected and they cough or sneeze, and that produces virus particles that can stay in the air for up to 2 hours, making it something that is very easy to transmit to other people who are not protected.
How is it transferred? I mean, is it just simply breathing through the air? Do you have to come in contact with like saliva or something like that? How is it transmitted?
The measles virus is transmitted through the air as a person coughs or talks or sneezes. It can also be transmitted in respiratory secretions. So a person who sneezes and it gets onto an environment can be transmitted by somebody who comes by and touches that sneeze or the drool or whatever it might be and touches their eyes, nose, or mouth.
Good news is there is a vaccination. Talk a little bit about the MMR vaccination. That's a combination for three things, and why are those kind of looped together for this?
Measles vaccine is contained within the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. That one dose of that vaccine is 93% effective at protecting an individual from becoming ill. And so a big focus, knowing that we have cases in the United States and that we have a large number of cases, that we want to make sure people are checking their vaccination status for themselves or for their children.
As an adult, many of us had the MMR vaccination when, we first went to kindergarten to grade school back in the day. Is that something that needs a booster at some point in life, or is the vaccination when we were a kid way back when still valid for us today?
One of the nice things about the measles vaccine is it is a very good vaccine. It is safe, it is effective, and it is long-lasting. What I would say is that individuals who have only had one dose of measles vaccine think about getting their second dose, since that second dose does help boost their immune system even more and offer more protection. One dose of measles is still very effective, and for individuals born before 1957, because measles was still circulating widely during their childhood, those individuals are considered immune and do not need one or two doses of vaccine.
If you're going to be doing some traveling within the U.S., I suppose particularly New York right now, but across international lines, is that now something on the radar that people should look into and see if that's a potential health situation they may encounter?
As individuals are traveling, either domestically or internationally, it's a good opportunity to take a look at whether you're vaccinated against measles. There are some countries that are experiencing outbreaks of measles, and so we want to be cautious, and individuals who are traveling to those countries are protected so that they're not becoming sick while traveling in country or returning with measles. For those who are traveling to a state where there has been measles transmission, it's always a good idea to check what your vaccination status is, and if you need that second dose or if you are interested in the first dose, get that vaccine.
I guess if there's some good news mixed in here, though, measles is survivable with medication and treatment.
That is correct. The measles disease, while it's very highly infectious, and there are some complications of the infection, most individuals do survive measles infection. There is about 1 to 5% of individuals that do become ill with measles who can die from measles. So it is a very serious illness and something that individuals should not take lightly. But just know that the vaccine is there to help protect individuals. With measles, the symptoms are often high fever of 100 degrees Fahrenheit or more, cough, runny nose, red watery eyes, and then a rash that when it develops after those first symptoms starts at the hairline and then moves downward on the body.
For more information about measles, including a list of states with cases, go to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention website. For KGFX Beyond the Mic, I'm Jody Heemstra.